And the phone lines, they are open for you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. If you have retirement-related questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, love to have you join us this morning. Again, the number to get on the air, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website. It's klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Website's got a lot of great information about Kloss Financial, about the team at Kloss Financial. You can learn about their separate divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Just head on over to klossfinancial.com, scroll down towards the bottom, see that envelope that says Stay Current. From there, you can subscribe to the Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great little weekly feature. Link to the most recent podcast, as well as a snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Speaking of Kloss Financial and making contact, their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And joining us this week, CJ Kloss, along with Josh Sterling. CJ, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing great also. Great to talk with you. Josh, welcome back to the program. Good to talk to you as well.
Good morning, Sean. Good to be back.
And we've got an exciting conversation ahead with CJ and Josh. We're going to be talking about a really important topic, which is diversification. And we're going to get into a lot of the details about and why it's so important to be diversified with CJ and Josh. We'll do that this morning on the program. Don't forget, as mentioned, phone lines are open if you've got a question. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Our cool feature of the program is the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, no exception. Our friends from Kloss Financial have provided a $25 gift card to Jersey Mike's for the winner of the Kloss Quiz Question League. We'll tell you all the details on how you can win a little bit later on in the program. Little tip, though, listen closely. Oftentimes, both the question and answer come up during the program. And before we start talking diversification, let's actually look back to last week's program, CJ, and get the question and answer to last week's show.
Yeah, well, thanks everyone for listening to the show on a weekly basis. We hope you enjoy it and certainly that you are learning things along the way. And we do this little fun Kloss Quiz question of the week, and we did one last week. And congratulations to our winner from last week. It was actually Donna of Madison, and she correctly answered the following true or false question. In 2025, we will see the highest number of Americans reaching the traditional retirement age of 65. We asked, was that true or false? And Donna was correct in saying that is true. In 2025, an estimated 4.1 to 4.2 million Americans will be reaching the age of 65. Pretty crazy.
Wow, that is really cool. And we talked quite a bit in depth. If you missed any part of that program, don't forget, you can always listen back at klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. As mentioned today, we're going to be talking about a critical topic for every investor, and that, of course, is diversification. And if you've been, of course, watching the markets this year, you probably heard the news of some sharp drops. CJ and Josh, let's kind of get into this. What can you tell us about the recent market noise and how this relates to diversification?
Yeah, that's right, Sean. So there's been quite a bit of a reaction in the markets here recently. Well, I should say just general volatility in the markets, whether it be linked to tariffs, or now I know this morning we have the tax bill that passed the House, and I think it needs to go into the Senate now. But a lot of this just causes uncertainty and volatility. And sometimes that uncertainty is good. We come to find out that whether it be a tax bill or something like that increases the expectation of corporate profits. In other cases, like in the case of tariffs, it was bad and the markets dropped right away. But we're going to be talking today about when we run into situations like this and when we feel the market's trading, we can often feel powerless. And it can make people feel almost like investing is gambling. And that's dangerous, because as soon as you get in your brain the idea that investing in the markets is like gambling at a casino, you can quickly convince yourself that it's a bad idea, right? Because for those who don't know, gambling a lot is a bad idea. And so we're really here to talk about, no, you aren't powerless against this. And so there's a concept of personal risk tolerance. There's a concept of financial capabilities and risk tolerance. And then what Josh is really here to talk to us today about is one of the greatest ways to mitigate that risk of uncertainty and the volatility in the markets is through diversification. So for those who don't know, I mean, on the show, Malia Cuevas and I did this show for the better part of a decade. Mm-hmm. Malia has kind of slowly shifted out. And now Eric Schwartz is the one who is kind of doing it with me on a weekly basis for the most part. But every once in a while, we love digging into the well of the experience, knowledge, yes, and talent of our team. And that is why Josh is on today. Josh is a chartered financial analyst. He is also our chief investment officer here at Kloss Financial. He and his team oversee about $700 million of client assets in portfolio management, security selection, rebalancing, all of that. So he is a wealth of knowledge and information. But Josh, would you just kind of help us understand, you know, what's going on here with the markets recently and what insights do you have?
Yeah, thanks, CJ. And I agree. At the start of the year, we saw a bit of turbulence as the U.S. stock markets went through kind of a volatile time period. And we've been discussing this with clients. We frequently remind them that their portfolios are not just invested in the S&P 500, but are instead fully diversified. And I mean, at the beginning of the year, you'd see all these headlines come out about the different news pieces that CJ was talking about. And then those would be followed by, oh, the NASDAQ is down 3% today, 4% today, 5%. And we had some of the most biggest drops in the market in a one-day time period. And then the very next day, you'd see it shoot right back up. And this volatility just creates uncertainty, not only for the markets, but for individuals who are investing their money for their retirement. I mean, you look into your 401k and you're worried that it's going to drop because the news is telling you that it's going to be down. But something really interesting happened this year. And it's really about the power of diversification. These headlines are talking about how down everything's going to be. But then you actually, you go look at your 401k or you call Kloss Financial, you take a look at what your portfolio has been doing year to date, you might be a little surprised. So for example, during the first four-month period start to 2025, while the S&P 500 was down 5%, one of our most popular portfolios that we have, which holds 60% globally diversified equities and then 40% fixed income, that was actually up about 1%. And when we're talking to individuals, they're shocked by that news because that's not what they've been told. And it's really, really helpful to kind of have that power of diversification there. I mean, even looking back during the worst time period that we could pick out of that four-month time period to start the year, the diversified portfolio at its worst was only down 5%. When we compare that to the S&P 500, it was down nearly 15%. So we're going to dig into why this works, why we believe in the power of diversification as we kind of dig in here.
Exactly. Yeah. And as Josh is saying, diversification is one of the most powerful tools in investing. As a matter of fact, some people in finance say it's the only free lunch in investing. But I will just warn you, for as much as that is a hard truth, a hard fact, it is just one of the most powerful tools in investing is this idea of diversification. The number of articles that I read that try to convince investors that that is not true is mind-boggling. You'll hear articles like the death of the 60-40, why the 60-40 doesn't work anymore, and why bonds are a terrible investment. And listen, if you're deep into the academic side of this business like Josh and I are, you can understand the subtleties of what people are getting at here, right? If you're a long-term investor, stocks are going to win the day over almost any 10-year rolling time frame, period. End of story. But listen, most people aren't just long-term investors. They need some short-term money, and then other people can't tolerate the risk of the markets. And so it is just so critical for you to work with somebody or yourself to become educated on why diversification matters. So Josh, why don't we start with some definitions? What exactly is diversification?
Yeah, well, great question, CJ. Diversification is about spreading your investments across different asset types to reduce risk. The Securities and Exchange Commission, or known as the SEC, defines it as the practice of spreading money among different investments to reduce risk. It's like that old saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket. The benefit of diversification is the possibility of more predictable outcomes with less variation over time.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Josh Sterling. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. I want to ask you a little bit about more about that in just a moment. But in the meantime, if you haven't had a chance, check out the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Telephone number for Kloss Financial, their office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. So, Josh, as you mentioned, you talk about diversification and how it helps reduce risk, but let's talk about what exactly is risk in the context of investing.
Yep, that's an excellent point, Sean. Thank you. We should define the other part of diversification. So risk in investing, it's another really important concept. The Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, also known as FINRA, defines risk as any uncertainty with respect to your investments that has the potential to negatively impact your financial welfare. And in investing, really what that's talking about is you invest in stocks or bonds, and risk is the chance that that value goes down, or they don't pay a dividend, or they don't pay you back your interest payments or your principal, things like that. And while risk within the context of investing can get a little complex, we can all at least assess and accept various risks in our everyday lives to kind of provide a little correlation there. So like the risk of driving a car or even just simply walking across a busy street, we accept that risk in our lives every single day. But thankfully, in investing, we do have the power to choose how much risk we want to take on. And diversification is a critical part in managing that risk.
Yeah, no, and to Josh's point, you know, you think about risk of driving a car, and then you weigh it against the benefits of getting to places faster, right? And don't mishear me, not everybody assesses this risk the same way. But most human beings, at least when you go out on the Beltline, you would assume it's most human beings who can drive, choose to drive even though they know it is probably one of the most risky things they do every single week. Let me repeat that. Probably one of the most risky things that adults do every single week is get into their car and go drive on the Beltline. And it's dangerous. I mean, listen, I don't know about you, but when I drive down the Beltline, there's people sometimes going 100 miles an hour, you know, by me on the left. I go, whoa, what is happening? So very risky, but I choose to accept that risk because of the potential benefits. Listen, investing is no different. When you invest, it is not a guarantee. Just like when I get in my car, it is not a guarantee that I will show up at work safely. It's a high probability, but it's not a guarantee. That is the risk. So Josh, this kind of sets the stage nicely. So diversification is essentially a way to help reduce the sharpest edges of market volatility. But it's not just about owning a mix of stocks and bonds. There's diversification within each of those categories of stocks and bonds as well. So starting with diversification in stocks, how does that work within the stock market?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it's really important to just break down what a stock is, because I think sometimes, to your comment earlier, a lot of people look at the stock market and think, oh, it's just gambling. That's all it is. It's just a gamble, but that's not really what it is. Owning a stock is as simple as owning a small piece of a larger company. You essentially then get the right to own dividends in the future from that company. Or if the company grows, you get to have a part of that growth in the company. And there is no obligation to pay you dividends or return the money you invested. That's the risk of owning a stock. But that reason, again, for investing is the trust in the company that that company is going to grow. They're going to create profits, and they're going to grow your value and ownership. And while we like to see that on individual stock level, we see that happening in the overall stock market over the long run of time, over and over and over again. Now, owning a single stock is quite risky, because you're essentially putting all your faith into the success of just one company. But when you then go and you own a diversified mix of these companies, 10, 100, or even thousands of stocks, you're helping to spread out that risk significantly, that just one company isn't going to completely derail your investing rationale and all your planning. So globally, there are about 58,000 publicly traded companies. Over the long run, the global stock market generally trends positively, but individual companies can absolutely face setbacks or even fail. And diversification helps protect against those outliers. It's also important to consider the different types of companies that you own. Some companies focus on reinvesting their profits to drive long-term growth. Think about technology companies like Facebook or Meta. You've got Netflix. But others might pay dividends. Those are going to offer a more immediate but traditionally stable return. Think of it kind of like an interest payment that comes out to you on a quarterly basis. These different approaches help add diversification directly into your portfolio by having different types of companies in there.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Josh Sterling, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You can learn more online, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, that number, 608-442-5637. And CJ, I know you want to get in on this as well, don't you?
Yeah, no, obviously. I love this topic. Mm-hmm. For those who have listened for a while, we every once in a while get to talk about investing and kind of the importance of staying the course. And so very passionate about this. But Josh, you were just kind of talking about, you know, value of diversification within different companies. So basically increasing the number of stocks that I own inside of my portfolio. But, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's not just about the number of companies that I own, but also about their size and the industries that they represent. So like, I don't want to be all in banking or just all in technology. So I would assume that diversification is about size and industry and other things besides just the number. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly it. There are so many different elements that come into diversification within just the realm of stocks. And one of the really important things that I think a lot of people forget about is geographic diversification. The U.S. is an incredible force in the stock market, but there are international stocks, both with developed countries like over in Europe or developing countries or emerging markets as well. And the U.S. and international stock markets often perform differently based on their economic and political landscapes. For instance, the last 20 years have seen this incredible U.S. outperformance, but there absolutely have been periods of time where international stocks have led the way multi-years. So looking at the S&P 500 for the U.S., and then also looking at the MSCI EAFE index for the international stocks, both have had their own bouts of strong returns and volatility, but at different times. When we combine these different stocks, they can be a buoy to the portfolio, as one may be more positive when the other is down or vice versa. Looking at a simple example, this is not the way that we would allocate our portfolios, but just as a brief example here, the worst 10-year annualized return since 1970 for the S&P 500 alone was down about 3%. Whereas if we took a portfolio that's made up of 50% S&P 500, 50% that international market, well, that would have only been down about 1.7%. That's almost a 50% reduction in poor performance during a turbulent stock market. And when somebody's being invested in these markets for a long, long period of time, typically 10 years or longer, the power of being able to minimize the down markets, the pain that you might experience being invested in the market, is a big deal. Combining these different markets really can help smooth out the returns over a long period of time.
Great insight. Talking this morning with Josh Sterling and CJ Kloss. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, talking this week about diversification. Talked about stocks. We'll get into bonds. I know there's a couple of people going saying, what about bonds? Well, we'll get into that in just a moment. In the meantime, if you've been over to the website, klossfinancial.com, head on over there now, or when you get into the office, that website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Josh and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Joined this morning by CJ Kloss and Josh Sterling. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You can learn more online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Talking this week about diversification, talking those that first segment about stocks, and let's move over then to bonds. What do we need to know there, CJ?
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of times people say, how do you guys talk about investments when you can't guarantee a return? And truth be told, I mean, you could buy a CD, a certificate of deposit at a bank, and it's FDIC insured, and you could know what your return's going to be with a pretty high degree of certainty. But I'll just be frank with you. Nothing in life is guaranteed. Even in like CFP textbooks and different things that we study, they'll say, well, there is this concept of the risk-free rate, which is often just linked to, you know, like government treasuries of the United States. But even then you go, but what if the United States like got wiped off the face of the earth? Is that then guaranteed? Listen, everybody, if you don't know that there's no guarantees, you know, in the world, you can get as close as you possibly can through insurance companies or government products, but there are no guarantees. So ultimately, you have to think about investing through the concept of expected returns. What is my expectation of both risk, aka volatility, and return over long periods of time? So the reason I bring this up is because when you think of investing through expected returns, the expected return of a globally diversified equity stock portfolio is significantly greater than the expected return of any diversified bond portfolio. I don't care what bonds you own. So often people will say, why would you ever invest in bonds? That just seems silly. And to be quite frank, the answer is because the variance of outcome year to year in a bond is much tighter on average than the variance in outcome of a stock. So said another way, I may expect a 9% return of stocks over a 10-year time frame, but I could be up or down 30% in any given year on that number. Whereas I may only expect a return of 5% on bonds, but my variance of outcome in any given year might be more like, you know, 8 to 10%. So you see the idea, bonds provide more consistency. And of course, given that we're a retirement planning firm, bonds also offer consistent income because it's kind of like a CD. You buy it over a period of time and then they make interest payments to you while you own that bond. Okay, they're just kind of like a quick and dirty. But bonds are essentially loans that you, the investor, make to companies or governments in exchange for regular interest payments and the return of your principal. They come in many forms. So there's U.S. Treasuries, I mentioned before. There's corporate bonds. There's mortgage-backed securities. There's even things called high yield or junk bonds, which are just lower rated bonds. They also have different maturities, kind of like a CD, that range from 30 days to 30 years. Yes, I did say 30 years. And these bonds certainly have their own set of risks, like there's interest rate risk, there's reinvestment rate risk, there's credit risk, but they generally provide more stable, predictable returns in stocks, which is why we often see them inside of older clients' portfolios or retirees' portfolios, or more specifically, portfolios that need to provide a payment in the future, so whether it be income or like a down payment on a home. And the stability from these bonds really comes from that obligation from the borrower. So whether it be a company or government, they have to make payments to you as somebody who supplied them with the money. As a matter of fact, think of it this way, everybody. A bond is much like a company going to a bank and asking for money to build a building. And the bank says, no, we'll give you half the money, but we don't want to give you the rest. And they go, okay, I'll just go to the public and I'll issue them $100,000 pieces of paper. They give me $100,000. I give them a piece of paper that says in 10 years, I'll give them back the $100,000. And I will give them interest payments. So when you are purchasing bonds, you are purchasing the debt of either a corporation or of a government entity or a municipality. So anyways, the next time that the borrower tries to raise funds for new projects or something like that, you can understand it is often the bond that you are purchasing when they're trying to raise funds from a borrower. So anyways, there's a little bit of a primer on what are bonds, but I know, Josh, you have more to say on this topic.
Yeah, so the bonds, of course, provide that more predictable income, don't have the same types of risks as stocks. So The reason why we engage these in the overall portfolio is that power of diversification. Typically, you'll hear about this quite a bit, that when stock markets are down, when there's fear in the market, people will push money to safer assets, things like cash or bonds or U.S. government treasuries, of course. So those typically will be a good buoy during down markets. And we find this when we're working with clients, we always encourage individuals to work with us over a long period of time in investing. And when you have that long period of time in investing, that's when you get the power of diversification, when you're putting it all together. So you can get the power of that global stock market, that engine to the entire investment experience. That's going to drive a ton of growth in your portfolio. I mean, since 1937, in a 60-40 portfolio, your equity part of it drives about 11% of that return in your portfolio. And that's a powerful, powerful thing. But not all of it is going to be inside the stock market because, of course, there's volatility there. And so those bonds are there to help stabilize during those down markets. And it's really powerful because your investment team, like Kloss Financial, we come in and we help manage that risk over time. When the stock market's down, we see an opportunity for rebalancing. We come in, we provide that assistance. We help rebalance and make sure that individuals have the right risk profile so that they have the correct expected return over time. And it's just a really powerful thing when everything can come together to work well, give a more predictable and smooth experience for our clients and retirees.
Well put. Talking this morning with Josh Sterling and CJ Kloss. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Great website to learn more about Kloss Financial. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter right online. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. We'll take it down the home stretch and do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking about diversification this week with CJ Kloss and Josh Sterling. Of course, they are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. So, Josh, it sounds like kind of the diversification isn't just a single strategy, but really a combination of strategies, whether it's within stocks, bonds, other asset classes. Am I right? It's kind of really about managing risk while still participating in kind of the overall market.
Absolutely. There's a lot of parts, a lot of pieces to this, but just as we discussed earlier, kind of the takeaway from this entire conversation, a well-diversified portfolio can lead to a smoother investment experience overall, and that can help you stay the course even when we have down or challenging markets.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Josh. I appreciate you jumping on and talking to our listeners kind of about diversification. And one final point I'll mention as it relates to investing that we didn't have time to talk about today, is your time in the market really does matter. So a lot of people get drawn to the markets because they hear that something's going way up and it sounds exciting and they want to get in on the deal. But you really need to understand what certain money is for and what your timeline is. Obviously, if you're young and you have a retirement account or 401k at work, you probably have a long time to invest. But if you're just taking money that's in a checking or savings account and dumping it in one stock, and you expect to have that money available for a down payment on your first home you're going to buy in 2 years, probably not a great idea. So that's where we come in. This is where Josh and the investment team comes in to really help us assess how much risk can this person tolerate both quantitatively, so that's the idea of like the stability of their finances, and then qualitatively in terms of their personal risk tolerance. So thanks, Josh, for jumping on with us, talking about risk tolerance and kind of time horizons and everything. And thank you to everybody for listening.
Yeah, really good stuff. And great to have both CJ and Josh along this week. Good news, great news for you. If you've got questions, Kloss Financial makes it really easy to start that conversation. Of course, you can learn more online, the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Even better, great day to give them a call at Kloss Financial. Telephone number, 608-442-5637. 7. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number is 608-442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number now because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Works like this. Just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Jersey Mike's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this: true or false? Diversification is about spreading your investments across different asset types to reduce risk. Is that true or is that false? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with correct answer win this week's prize. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Again, that number 608-442-5637. CJ, Josh, great chatting with both of you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you, Sean.
Take care, guys. Dr. Marty Greer joins us next here on 1310 WIBA.